thing are, is agriculture enforcement audits. Obviously, I have a bias. We have 81,000 farms in California. Virtually all of the labor is undocumented. What happens is, in harvest season, canning season, ICE swoops in. We've got a problem. I've tried for 10 years to get an ag jobs bill through, and I can't get it through. The fact of the matter is that if we want American produce, the labor is generally undocumented, and we have to find a solution to this. So I am hopeful, and I know that you're doing aggressive I-9 audits of ag employers. I'm very concerned that these are going to decimate on-farm and farm-dependent jobs.
I think...
Do you have any thoughts?
I think the base of the problem is that there is no provision under the current immigration law that enables more agricultural workers to be documented. And so we have some employers, and we try to pick those who are really knowingly and intentionally violating the law when they have other options, trying to focus on them through the audit process. But the underlying issue goes back to the immigration law itself.
Senator Schumer just murmured to me, most don't have any other options. California is a state that can't use the H-2A program, the visitor program. So it depends on a large, skilled, rotating, generally undocumented coterie of about 600,000 workers for 81,000 farms. If ICE swoops in, farmers can't plant, they can't harvest, they can't can, and this has been happening. I want to bring it to your attention, and, you know, it's a hard problem, but if this body won't take action, we're going to put ag out of business, and I'm really concerned about it. So if there is any thoughts you might have, I would very much appreciate them. And the last point I wanted to